So I'm here now with Inete Zelčici Mansona, who is the moderator and, I guess, organizer of today's conference here at GORS. Why now for this conference about Jewish Rezekne? Why is it happening now?
Yes, as I said at the opening of the conference, it's not a coincidence. It's a very strategically planned event because when we worked on the content of synagogue exhibition, we understand that we have very little information about Jewish Rezekne, about people, about traditions, about social memory. So and then we said yes, we will open synagogue. We will do our best organizing all exhibition content, but we need further. Further search, and so then we made this proposal to Friedrich Ebert Foundation. As I said, yes, we will support this, and so again with support from universities, museums, from the researchers who said yes, we will join you and we will research these issues. It became possible. So and we are here.
Have you been surprised, sort of, what a deep subject it is? I mean, how much there is to talk about, because it's quite a diverse program.
Yeah, we tried to cover all possible topics from historical researches and problems to social memory and stereotypes and etc. And yes, when we started to think about this first step, what we would like to research, we said we could now do this wide perspective to start with this wide perspective. And as Kasper Zell said today, there are many many gaps between these wide topics. So I would say that it could be next step, this first quick glance. So we are saying, yes, we need to research further on this and this and again on another topic. And yes, a next step, I hope that we could go deeper in some particular topics, for example, Holocaust or social memory or the beginning of 20s and all those tradition shops, tradings and so on.
And the actual Green Synagogue itself, I mean, that's been open a couple of months now?
Yeah, two months ago.
And what's been the reaction to that? Because it seems a very innovative project. It's opened not as a functioning synagogue, as I understand, but sort of evoking what it was like, containing a museum and just being a really amazing space as well.
Yeah, City Council decides that it will be reopened, not only a synagogue, because they have only 56 Jewish community members in Rezekne, so it's not so easy to conduct services. So they said that it would be a wooden architecture
reconstructed wooden architecture
center. Yeah. Yes, and we could speak not only about architecture as a whole, but about Green Synagogue as wooden building and so on. Yes, and a task for us for content builders was to design the space respecting. Synagogue functions, but to do this in a new, innovative, modern way. So, and when you will visit the synagogue, you will see that we are very much respecting architecture and the sense of the building. But on the second floor, we are giving this historical overview of Jewish Rezekne. So we are respecting space, and if there will be 10 Jewish men who would like to conduct services, they can
so
do
services
this.
Can be conducted
yeah,
there as well.
Yeah, and we conducted this, or we looked at the service on the second day of the opening, so they did it yeah. already. So, but it, as I understand, it's not so easy for them to collect the stand.
And what's the initial reaction been from locals and from you know tourists as well?
You know, we need to ask this to specialist who works there. But he said that they didn't expect such an interest from at the moment mainly from locals because mm-hmm. it's not a season for tourists mm-hmm. yet. People are coming and they are telling stories what they remember from their. Working together when they work together with Jew colleagues, so for example, mm-hmm. in 60s or 70s, or even 50s. And then we discovered even some more facts.
So kind of stories are coming to
stories,
the
synagogue. We are telling some particular story, and then someone are coming and telling us, you know, but this building was a little bit further, so they lived a little bit in a different area. Or my grandfather did such and such things. So we are discovering step by step some very interesting details. And today we have a granddaughter of a Jewish doctor and head of city. He was head of city in 20s. So and she phoned me and said, "Oh, I heard that you are opening opened synagogue and organizing a conference. I would like to come. Maybe you will tell something about my grandfather." So, and she's here so, as well. And it's very interesting how these people react from different areas. So and we are expecting some more reactions when people who emigrated to mm-hmm. Israel and who now every year came to Rezekne mm-hmm. for
kind of find their roots.
For some pilgrimage. Yeah. So like.
And now there's a place for them to go to.
And they said already when we contacted them that they are coming. So we will see how it will be.